From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria says it has broken the siege of a key airbase. Syria's military says it's taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State fighters for 2 years. The commander of the Kuwiris airbase in Aleppo, Major General Munthir Zaman, saluted his soldiers, who he says remained steadfast, and called for mercy for those who died for their country. The month-long offensive was aided by Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, Moscow says it wants a second round of talks on Syria to come to agreement on a list of terror groups operating in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said any future ceasefire will not apply to those organizations. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced Secretary of State John Kerry will deliver major remarks on Syria Thursday.
It's, I think, an effort by the Secretary to lay out in very concrete terms what we're trying to do, what our strategy is, what we're looking to accomplish. Now, there may be new elements in that, but that's, I think, the overarching goal.
Mr. Kerry will take part in the second round of talks on Syria's future Saturday in Vienna. A senior U.S. diplomat Tuesday urged Burundi to begin internationally mediated talks with the opposition to end the country's political crisis. Tom Perriello, the U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, spoke Tuesday in Bujumbura.
It is crucial for all parties to respect their commitments, to join an internationally mediated dialogue with no preconditions and without delay. This is the only viable way to return Burundi to the path of peace and prosperity. The international dialogue will complement the inter-Burundian dialogue, thereby increasing the likelihood of success.
Meanwhile, a UN human rights official warned Tuesday Burundi's violence threatens to spiral into ethnic or regional conflict. This is VOA News. 2 weeks of relative calm in Jerusalem came to a violent end Tuesday when two Palestinians were killed, one wounded, during stabbing attacks against Israeli security personnel. In all, 12 Israelis and nearly 80 Palestinians have been killed in a wave of violence that began in September. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in Washington Tuesday any two-state solution with Palestinians must allow Israel to maintain security control over territory that it gives away.
Any deal or any arrangement, unilateral or negotiated, must have Israel maintain the ability to defend itself by itself against any threat, including from territories that are ceded.
He also took aim at what he called a persistent Palestinian refusal to recognize the Jewish state. Russia says air links with Egypt will remain cut for months over security concerns at Egyptian airports in the wake of the October 31 plane crash of a Russian jetliner in the Sinai Peninsula that killed all 225 people on board. A Kremlin spokesman said Cairo must improve security at Sharm el-Sheikh, the Egyptian capital, and the Red Sea resort of Hurghada. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. A strong 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck late Tuesday off the coast of Chile at a shallow depth of some 10 kilometers, hundreds of kilometers northwest of the capital, Santiago. The same area was hit by an 8.3 magnitude quake in September. A Kenyan journalist was briefly detained by police Tuesday over an article on corruption in the Kenyan Interior Ministry. Senior reporter John Ngarachu of the Daily Nation newspaper was asked to reveal his source for the story. John Githongo, an anti-corruption campaigner in Kenya, said he's not surprised at the reporter's detention.
This is the most corrupt Kenya has been since we started measuring corruption in the 90s. And I've been involved in this area for almost 20 years. This is the worst it's ever been.
Media rights groups denounced the reporter's arrest. U.S. Ambassador Robert Godek has called corruption a crisis in Kenya, undermining the country's future. European and African leaders meet on Malta Wednesday to discuss ways to stem the flow of migrants and refugees from Africa to Europe. Eritreans make up the bulk of nearly 140,000 who've arrived in Italy from Africa by sea so far this year. The European Union says its asylum processing is so clogged with foreign migrants seeking refuge, it'd take a year to process all pending applications, even if the influx stopped immediately. An assessment finds nearly one in three has been waiting at least 3 months for applications to be processed, 200,000 waiting 6 months or longer. Doctors had some good news for former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. They say there's no evidence his liver and brain cancer is spread, say he's responding well to treatment. Mr. Carter publicly revealed his illness in August. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.